It's a special day. Maybe before we begin, what is this month celebrated by the world, Russell? Do you know? Anybody, Nelson? What's this? I think it's the Rainbow Month. So just to show us what the evil world that we're living in, the shift that is taking place. It used to be Father's Day was a big day. Now that's being crowded out by a whole month of everything that are not fathers, basically. And we won't go any more into that, but just the attack that Satan has on what is good, what God has put in place, is tremendous. And I think there are so many children or that don't have fathers in their lives. I think we should especially honor the fathers that we have and that we want to remember that it is something very important that fathers have responsibility in, not just in the church, but in society. And if we have godly fathers, we should be especially thankful for them. And I think also then especially take a challenge for ourselves to be fathers that we need to be. Would you, as fathers, any fathers listening, would you be willing to give your life for your family? I think theoretically we've probably all thought about that, and we would say that we would. Probably very few of us ever had to make that decision. But there have been men that have, we've all heard stories of men that have given their lives for a child, maybe. I was just reading some stories preparing for this. There was a father with his daughter and a niece that were out collecting rocks in, I forget which state it was, the U.S. a few years ago. And they were up along this railroad track, and then they heard the train coming, so they're going to get off, and the daughter got her foot stuck on the track. So the father ran back up there, and just trains roaring, big, long, like a 100-car train. And he just gets her foot untangled from the track there and threw her into the creek down below. And she broke her back or pelvis or whatever, but she survived, but he didn't. He didn't make it off. Gave his life to save his daughter. Another story, a house fire, and the family was outside, and he realized his son was still in the house. He ran in back inside to the basement where the son was, and he got him out, and they were just at the door, and there was a big explosion, and his body basically took the brunt of that explosion, and he, long story short, but he died, and the son was saved because he went back in, and basically he took the force of that explosion. Another father, his mentally handicapped son fell through the lid of a septic tank. He couldn't quite reach him, and his son was being overcome by the fumes, I guess, obviously. So the only thing he could do in the limited time he had was to jump down in there and lift his son up and hold him up till someone was able to rescue him. And the son survived. The father did not make it out alive. And one more, a few years ago, I think in 2017, when the Paris bombings were taking place the day before, it was two suicide bombers in Beirut, Lebanon, and the father, one explosion had just taken place, and the father and his, children anyway, his daughter, I think, was there. He happened to see a man with a vest on heading toward this group of people, and he selflessly ran at the bomber, tackled him and held him down, and was detonated. I mean, he was in that explosion, he was blown to pieces. But he saved not only his daughter, but also who knows how many more people. Lots of people would have been killed if the person had made it to the crowd. These are just some examples of people that gave their life for their families. And we have scriptures that talk about this too. John 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." So we could say that a man would lay down his life for his family. There, that is the epitome of selfless living, isn't it? That a person would lay down his life for someone else. John 10, verse 11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Jesus gave his life for us. We would probably, all of us as men, would give our lives for others. And especially for our families, I think we would. Romans 5 or 7, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die." And 1 John 3 verse 16, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." All right, I think we'll shift now. This morning I didn't want to talk about giving our lives so much as to live for our families. I think we have a responsibility to live for our families. And this will be a short message. Again, I don't have a lot to say about this, but we don't often have the opportunity or the responsibility or the challenge of making the decision to lay down our life for our families, but we daily have responsibility to decide to live for our families. What's involved in that? A number of points here. Number one thing that is involved in living for our families, making the decision to live for our families, is to provide a list of things, provide materially. And we all know the famous scripture, 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." And we often use that to refer to providing materially. I think it does. So we need to live and provide for our families. We need to provide food and clothing and shelter as we are able. And this is a responsibility that any self-respecting father has and takes to provide food and clothing and shelter. And we'd also know the other scripture that says in general that if we have food and clothing and shelter, that's what we should be content with. But I think as fathers, we also go beyond and we want to provide more than just the basics for our family as well. We want to make sure that they aren't lacking in other comforts as well. And there's a line to that, I'm sure we all know. Not sure where that always is, but that's our natural inclination as fathers, is to provide materially. We also need to provide them with teaching. Teaching, our thinking now of our children as they grow older, well, begin small, but to teach them how to work. And I think all of us are seeing results of in the workforce where that hasn't been passed on, hasn't been trained by people we meet sometimes. So I think that requires us to take the responsibility to teach our children how to work, not only to give them skills, but also a willingness to work, the responsibility to work. And then number two, I think we need to provide educationally. Point A on that is we need to teach them about God, first of all. And as fathers, we may generally, or as a rule, somewhat leave that responsibility to the mothers, but we as fathers have responsibility to teach about God, and we probably do that often more in passing and in life lessons than the mothers do. Brothers probably spend more time in the home when they're young, reading them Bible stories and teaching them, but we husbands and wives both had a responsibility to teach, to provide educationally about God. We also need to provide the formal education, schooling. And we're thankful we have the opportunity of having a church school. And as fathers, we take that responsibility to make sure our children have the means and the way of attending schools, being able to learn, to provide them with curriculum. Different of you fathers have had opportunity and responsibility in school board and providing curriculum, making those decisions. All that is involved in that. I think that's a responsibility that we have in living for our children, is to provide for them in school. Also, to show them nature. We could say, oh, it's part of showing them God, but I think the responsibility we have is to take the time to show and explain nature to our children, the many wonders of God's creation. We should take them places where they can see the diversity of God's handiwork, of God's creation too. And we know that's not always possible, not easy either, but there are so many things we can show them that will help them, will help children by taking them to see strange things God has created, wonderful things. Also, another thing to provide in this category in educational is to teach them to think. And you might think, well, that's pretty natural, everybody thinks, but I think it's also a responsibility we have as fathers, is to teach our children to think, to look at situations and to make informed judgments, to not just stumble through life and hope for the best consequences, but teach them to think. And all of us that have had fathers that have tried to do that, I think we honor them for that as well, especially when we see the opposite of that. So many maybe children that haven't had the opportunity of having a father figure in their lives much at all, and then the difficulties they have once they hit the hard knocks of life, and then to try to learn to be productive in this world if you haven't had the opportunity to learn to think. Another thing to provide, responsibility we have, is to provide socially. We should provide them with friends that will be a help to them. How can we provide them with friends? Well, we should, we have a lot we can do in that, making sure that the circles that they are in will be a benefit to them. Make sure that we give them opportunity to broaden their horizons in that as well, diversify their social circles. Yeah, we all have people we're close to, but it's always good also to broaden our circle of friends, also to make sure our children have a broad circle of friends. We also need to be friends to our children, not just be authoritarian type parents, fathers, but to try to be friends to them as well. I'm not sure where how to make this practical, but I think we have a responsibility to be friends with our sons and daughters as well. I'll go on to the next part. We also need to provide spiritually, as I said earlier, we need to teach them about God, but we also, in this point here, I'd like to bring that up again. We need to teach them about God. We need to be involved in their spiritual journey, in their spiritual life. One way we can do that, I think, is to be involved in their Sunday school lesson. That's a practical thing we can do, but I think it's important. We also need to be involved, lead out in family worship. We need to make Christianity real to them. We need to provide spiritually or by providing a church life that will help them. And I think all the fathers that I see here today have made decisions that probably weren't easy, because part of that was not just for yourselves, but because of your families. And I'm not saying here that this church group that we've all come to is without faults, but we've all decided to be a part of this because we think that we can help and provide something that will be a benefit for our children. That's why all of us are here. Also, then number five, we need to provide emotionally. To provide emotionally, we need to be stable ourselves, emotionally stable. And we can't force that on ourselves. Sometimes we might be in difficult situations or we're maybe suffering emotionally, but I think we have a responsibility as much as we can to be emotionally stable for our children. I'll just read a quote. Or a few quotes, maybe, but one quote, not directly related just to this last point, but to all of these in providing for her children, is by Gregory E. Lang. He said, "A daughter needs a dad to be the standard against which she will judge all men." And I think that's a responsibility that we as fathers have, is to be strong enough, to be godly enough, that our daughters can look at us and use that as a standard against which they'll judge all those that they meet as they grow up. Also, another quote, "Every father should remember one day his son will follow his example, not his advice," by Charles Kettering. We can speak ever so loudly and ever so rightly, but if our life doesn't line up with that, it goes well with a Sunday school lesson this morning, but what we say will not hold much water compared to what our life will be. Also, a responsibility that we have, we as fathers all have responsibilities that we are given when we have children that we can't shirk away from. The actress Marlene Dietrich said something that I think was kind of pretty much on point with this topic we're looking at today. It said a king realizing his incompetence can either delegate or abdicate his duties. A father can do neither. If only sons could see the paradox, they would understand the dilemma. So, you know, a king or a governor or a prime minister or a president, they have their responsibilities, but they can delegate that responsibility, or they can just push it away and the next person along can hopefully fix the problem. But as fathers, we don't have that luxury. We can't. We might try to delegate it to our wives too much, but our responsibility that we have, we can't delegate that, and we can't abdicate without serious consequences. All right, now going to the next point. We as fathers, in living for our families, will need to sacrifice for our families. We might have to give up dreams and ambitions, at least for a time. You know, we might have, as a young man, we might have had our life mapped out and certain things we wanted to do. And then as we get families, some of those things don't jive one with the other. So some of our dreams we might have to sacrifice. And it's not much of a sacrifice once you get into family life then and all the blessings that that has. And some of those things actually lose their appeal, some of our other ambitions and dreams. After a while, we can see that they weren't very important, actually, in the grand scheme of things. We might also have to sacrifice other things as well. We'll often need to spend time and money for things or on things that don't really give us any returns much at all. You know, as fathers, we might be building rabbit hutches and we think, oh, that this project that son or daughter has, we can see where the end is, and it's probably not going to be a very long run thing, and it might not be very much returns or benefits at all. We might be building a go-kart and we think, well, we could have bought something cheaper than this. But, you know, it's involving our children in a project, something that is dear to their heart at the time, something that they're enthused about. Some of those things that we spend time and money on, building playhouses, you know, it's more the process often than it is the result of the immediate thing we're doing. The sacrifices that we need to make. Another sacrifice as fathers we have is to be sleep deprived, mothers as well, but we're talking about fathers today. So, you know, our family wants to go somewhere Sunday night and we know we got to get up at 2. Well, sometimes it's just what we do because we have that love for our family, for our children. And last one, probably also the least one, but we might even have to change our diet at times. Our food that we enjoy, it might be someone in our family, more than one, that has an intolerance for certain types of food, and we can learn to do without some things or maybe even all of our family just doesn't like something that we kind of grew up with, and we might not get it as often as we want, but I think as men we could be big enough to maybe change our diets at times as well. All right, next point. Thing that we can do for our family is we need to live. not live for ourselves, but I think we should not just be existing either. If you want to be the most that we can be as a Father, we need to live, to have a passion for life. Some of us, probably more than others, can have a tendency to get stale, which we hit middle age, and can kind of go through the routines, get into ruts. But I think we have a responsibility to our children to live, to try to put energy and zeal into our lives, to try to be creative. There are many things that we can do, and yeah, they take energy and they take extra time, but to make ourselves interesting. If we aren't interesting ourselves, where do you think our children will be spending more and more of their time with? I'm not saying that they won't anyway, but you know, if we put extra effort into being living human beings ourselves, I think we can also influence them positively in other areas and aspects as well. Now, in closing, we'll look at this last point here. I think we should we should also be thankful for our fathers. And been again preaching at fathers rather than preaching to be thankful for fathers. But today, let's be thankful for the fathers that have been living for us, that have provided for us, that have provided material things for us. I think probably most, if not all of us, have had fathers that spent years working hard, working blue-collar jobs, often in the cold, in the heat, dirty jobs, hard work, because they loved their families and they took that responsibility seriously. They were there providing. Let's be thankful for that. They also provided in educationally as well. Often taught us about nature, about God in nature. Often took us places to see other things. Probably all of us had parents, had fathers that were involved in our formal education, made sure our schools were at least the influence that they could have in the schools was for our benefit, and also taught us to think as much as they were able to. Also provided socially. We should be thankful that they did that. If our fathers went out of their way to make sure that we were able to associate with others of our age group, others of those that would be able to help us, I think we should be thankful for that. And also, if they provided for us spiritually, if they brought us into a church group that was able to help us to know the Lord, if they taught us about God in everyday work around home, I think we should be thankful for that. And also be thankful for the sacrifices they made. Many of the things I listed that we need to do, our fathers also did that. And also be thankful for their inspiration. Many things come to our minds as we go through life. You know, we tend to forget the bad and we remember the good things our parents did, our fathers did that inspired us, that encouraged us, the times that were there for us when we thought they wouldn't notice, but they noticed something that we accomplished. I think we should be thankful for that. I'll call for a song.